Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah begins, Ein Moishivan Chenveni Lemachsis Sechar. We'll soon teach the words, but let's first explain. Let's say, just a marshal, let's say I have 6 dozen eggs, I go into a shopkeeper, I say, Reb shopkeeper, I want to make a deal with you. I'm going to put down over here 6 dozen eggs. You sell these 6 dozen eggs. Half the profit goes to you, half the profit goes to me. Of course, I'm going to get paid back for the 3 dozen eggs that you're selling, which goes to you. I'm going to get paid for all 6 dozen eggs. But Lamaisa, after you sell these 6 dozen eggs, and there's going to be a profit, we will split the profit. I'll leave you the merchandise, you do the selling, we split the profit. Whatever the extra profit is, you get half and I get half. Now here's our problem. When you have someone that invests in a business, you do the work, I'll supply the goods, I'll give you the merchandise. Chazal view that as a half a pekadain and a half a milva. I'm giving you 6 dozen eggs to sell. So basically what's going to happen is profit from 3 dozen goes to you, Mr. Storekeeper. Profit from the other 3 dozen goes to me. So what are these 3 dozen that you're getting the profit on? It's like I'm lending it to you. At the end, you're going to pay me back for the eggs. But I loaned it to you, you should be able to make a profit on. So really, half is a loan and half is a pekadain. The half that you're going to make the profit on is a loan. My half is a pekadain. But you're working. I just dropped the eggs off in the store and the customers come and take it. You have to take these eggs. You have to store them in a cool place. You have to put up a sign, eggs for sale. Maybe you have a worker that you have to pay. It doesn't happen on its own. Stores don't run on their own. So what's really happening? You're really working for me in a way. But am I paying for my chelik? No. But you're doing it for me because, in a way, I'm lending you half the merchandise so you can make profit on it. That's a problem. That's mechsi keribis. Because the fact is, you're working for my part because I'm loaning you the other part. So if we look at this through the eyes of Chazal, what's really happening over here? At least as far as half the merchandise is concerned, instead of me having to pay someone to take care of it, you, Mr. Chenveni, you're so nice, you're selling my merchandise. And I'm making a profit. But the reason you're doing it is because I'm lending you the other half, which is like a loan, where you're going to make a profit. Also, you're taking responsibility, right? If there's a loss, you have to share that loss. We made up how much it's worth now, and you're responsible. Because it's like a loan. When you loan something, you're responsible for it. So you're working for me because of a loan. You're doing the work on the pekadan part, on my part, that I'm going to make the profit on because I am loaning you the part that you're going to make the profit on. That looks like ribis. And that's what the Mishnah means. Ein meshivin chenveni. You can't set up a situation with a shopkeeper, lemachsis sechar, where he gets half the profit. For that matter, v'lo yitin mois, he shouldn't give money to a friend. Likach behen peiris lemachsis sechar. I go over to my friend Reuven and say, Reuven, you know, I don't know anything about marketplaces, things like that, buying. I don't have a head for it. Or maybe I want to sit and learn. I need someone to do this for me. Let's make a zad deal. I'm going to give you $1,000. You go buy Paris and you sell it. And we'll split the profit. So again, how does Chazal view this? What does that mean, you split the profit? Half I'm loaning to you. Half I'm depositing by you. And you're working for my half because I'm loaning you your half. So you cannot do this, Elaim Kain Noisin, unless the Balabais is going to give loy to the person that's working, whether it's the shopkeeper or it's my friend who's taking the money, Schoroi Kipayel. Unless I pay him, Schar Tircha, the cost of the labor for working with the first half of the Pekadin. Because besides the fact you're going to get half the profit at the end, that's going to be for the loan part. But I'm going to pay you for the fact that you're working for my part. There's a shaila exactly what he has to pay him. Does he have to pay him taka the amount somebody would charge to do this? Or does he pay him kepayel batel? Let's say he had a difficult job. He was a blacksmith. So how much would you take not to have to do your difficult job but to do this job? But either way, he has to give him something. We'll talk about this a little bit weiter as well. The Mishnah gives us other examples. Ein meshivin tarnagoin lemechza. In our mashal, we spoke about selling eggs. Now the Mishnah is talking about allowing for eggs to be hatched. I have eggs, I want them to hatch into chickens. For whatever reason, I don't have the mother chicken. So I say to my friend, you have chickens, I have eggs. Let your chickens sit on my eggs. Then when the eggs hatch, we'll split the profit. Now, maybe you remember from Masechtas Ma'id Katan, it's not so simple. No, it's work. You have to keep checking up that things are going okay. I have to get my chickens to be willing to sit on these eggs. Chicken farmers know how to do it. Now you're going to ask, why don't I just sell the eggs? And the answer is because little chickens that hatch from the eggs are worth more than just eggs. So that's the point. I'm saying you take my eggs. When they turn into little chickens, we'll sell them. And we'll split the profit. Now this is a business deal. It's not a loan. You know how I know it's a business deal, not a loan? What happens if the egg falls and cracks before it hatches? If there's a hefset, we have to share the hefset. Zakta Mishnah, I still have a little bit of a ribbis issue here. Because basically, the owner of the chicken is working for my half of the profit without getting paid for it. Only because I'm giving him other eggs. Maybe he'll pay me back for it. But right now it's a loan. And that is mechzi karibis. It looks too close to ribbis. So again, ein meshiv entana goylin, you can't work on an arrangement with someone where he is going to put down his chickens on my eggs in such a way that we're going to split the profit. Vayikra zakta mishnah. V'ein shamin agolin usiyachin lemechze. Agolim are calves. Siyachin, according to some, and Muki Yosef touches it this way, are small horses. Some say small donkeys. It's interesting. The Gemara says when they're small, they're called siyachin because they're hoylech achar sichana. Sicha means nice talk. You say, come, little donkey, come, little horsey. When they get older, it doesn't help to talk to them nicely. Then they need the reins to force them to come. But basically what I'm doing is, I have these small animals. I say, look, I have to raise them. To raise them as a big pachka. I say to my friend, you know, let's do it like this. You take these small animals, you raise them. When they're going to be big, they're going to be worth a lot more money. We'll sell it, we'll split the profit. So again, what's really happening is, half is a loan, and half is a pekadon. But you're taking care of my pekadon because I'm giving you the loan. So therefore, you cannot do these things, ella imkein noisinli, unless the balabayas gives to the person who's working, whether it's the owner of the chickens or the one who's raising these animals, schar amola. You have to give him the toirach, you have to give him the price of labor for the pekadon part of the balabayas. It's actually a machloikis exactly how much you have to give him. Here, by the chickens and the animals, it says schar amolai, mamish reward for his work. That would mean whatever it cost if I had to hire someone. By the storekeeper, or when you give someone money to go buy things, there it says scharai kipoil. So some say over there, it's not mamish how much you would have to pay someone to do this, but like a minimum kind of a wage. Someone has hard work, what would he rather do? To do easier work, how much of a difference would he take in his payment? But either way, you have to give him something. Now, the way they did it here with the animals were, we sat down and we said, okay, I have over here calves, I have over here siyachin, let's see, little donkeys, how much are they worth? So we decide, there are 10 little donkeys, they're worth $10 each. When they're going to be big donkeys, they're going to be worth $100 each. That's a profit of $90 for each donkey. We're going to split that profit. That's what it means. V'ein shamin, agolin usiyach lamechzi. You don't make this assessment how much they're worth now and how much they're going to be worth later. I will split the profit. Unless I pay him for it. Elim kem lesen loy. Schar amolai. Right? Amelus means to work hard. Anu amelim v'heim amelim. Umezainai and half the mezainis. Now there is a way to do it without having to pay him. Avil, but what you could do is mekablin agolin usiyach lamechzi. In other words, I say to my friend here, you take these calves, take these young donkeys, raise them. We're not going to assess now how much they're worth. When they grow up, with your help, we're going to divide it amongst ourselves and the profit will be divided. You see, by assessing how much they're worth, we're saying, look, you know, if they die, half the loss is going to come from your pocket. That's what makes it like a halva. But if we're not going to assess how much it's worth at the time I give it over, that means that the Mesasig is b'chlal not mekabel any achrayis over here. If they die, he doesn't have to pay for it. Then it's mutter even without schar tirch, even without paying him for the work. If the Mesasig has no achrayis here whatsoever, it's not a halva, it's not a loan, it's only a pekadon. The Melech, like the Mishnah, will mekablin. you can accept the agolin osiyachin without assessing how much it's worth and without taking responsibility, lemechza with a cheshbon later they're going to split the profit. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is not negeit hilchas ribbis. It's dam. If I accept animals to raise them, how big do they have to get? When can I say, okay, I did my job already? So the Mishnah, umagadlin oisin achiu mishuloshin. Stam, a eagle, or the siachin, and we made no tanai beferish, I have to raise them until they're a third way grown up. In other words, the calf has to become a third of a shar. At that point, we sell them and we divide the profit. That was the minigun people that took these animals to raise them. However, the chamar, a donkey, someone is makabel upon himself to raise a donkey, and they didn't make up exactly how much he has to raise it for, so then the din is atche tehei toyenes. Has to be old enough to be able to carry a package, because that was the minig of those that took care of raising donkeys. So basically in our Mishnah we had four cases, all work with the same principle. Whether I'm going to a shopkeeper and I'm saying, sell my merchandise, we'll split the profit. Or I give someone money and I say, purchase the merchandise, sell it, we'll split the profit. Whether I ask someone who owns chickens, get your chickens to sit on my eggs, we'll split the profit after the eggs hatch, because the young chickens are worth much more than the eggs. Or I say to someone, here, let's figure out how much my calves or young horses or young donkeys are worth. Raise them. They'll be worth much more, and then we'll split the profit. In all these cases, I view it as half a loan, half a pekadain. And my concern is that he's working for my half only because I gave him the loan. So it shouldn't look like ribbis. I'm supposed to pay him for the work on my half. In the case of the agalim and the siyachim, I would have to give half of the mezainis. Here, however, there's an eitzah, and that is I don't assess how much it's worth to start with. I don't say, okay, let's figure out how much my young donkeys are worth. In other words, you're not taking a chrayas. You're not taking responsibility. It's not that if there's a loss, you have to pay half the loss. Therefore, it's not considered a halva. I'm just giving it to you, and when it gets bigger, we're going to split the profit. So here, it's considered all a pekadain. I don't have to give him payment for his work. The Mishnah concluded by saying, when you have these types of arrangements, so till what point does he have to raise the animal? So let's say the calf would be until a third. If it was a young horse, it would be a third. If he was raising a chamar, it would be until he's old enough to be able to load packages on him.